Here we go. Mitzvah Lamed Gimel. That is the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim, the fifth of the Aseres Hadibros, as we finish up the first column. It's interesting, as we'll talk about it in a moment, why Kibud Avaim is in the first column. We spoke about this before mitzvah number one. We usually split it up as Mitzvahs Ben Adam LaMakom, the first five, and Mitzvahs Ben Adam LaChavero, the last five. And yet, the first four, Anochi, Lo Yelecha, Lo Sisa, and Shabbos, are obviously Ben Adam LaMakom. What about Kibud Avaim? So we'll keep that question in mind. Says the Chinuch L'Chabeit Ha'av V'Ha'im. The mitzvah is to respect one's father and mother. This is separate from the mitzvah that we're going to have later on in the Torah, Be'ez Hashem, of Yira, Mora, of a parent. Not sitting in a father's chair is not part of the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim. That's part of Mora Avaim. But this is Kibud Avaim. Shenamar Kabeit Savicha V'Simecha. Honor your father and your mother. Uba HaPirish Ezeo Kibud. What does Kibud mean? Ma'achil u'mashke, give to eat, give to drink, ma'albish u'machase, clothe and cover, ma'achlus u'motzi, help go in, help go out. I heard recently a rav in this community talking about something that we could all work on, and he said, we usually think of Kibud Avaim as, you know, we tell our little kids who are in school, say thank you, give me, you know, you're not listening to me, where's your Kibud Avaim? But if you look in Chazal, what's the Kibud Avaim that they're talking about? They're not talking about the Kibud Avaim of listening to a parent when the kid is a child, which is obviously Kibud Avaim. But what is the examples Chazal give? Helping clothe your parent. At what time of life is that happening? Pashtus, when the parent is elderly, and sometimes it doesn't always fit into my schedule when the parent is older and it comes over, and when I have kids of my own and grandchildren of my own. But that's what Chazal are talking about. Even Dafka, later at age in life, when we think, no, we're up to the stage where I'm supposed to get Kibud Avaim. But those are the examples given in Chazal. Where my parent can't eat for themselves or drink for themselves, and I have to give it to them, that's Kibud Avaim. Even at that stage, or maybe specifically at that stage, we have to realize that Kibud Avaim does not end. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Siman Reish Mem. That's the Siman in Yerodeah, Kibud Avaim. Shulchan Aruch adds an important ha'ara, though. Ezeo kavod ma'achilo mashkeo malbish u'machas ma'achas emotzi v'yitznenu lo b'sever panim yafos. The Shulchan Aruch says, you do it with a smile. Sha'afilu ma'achilo b'chol yom petumos. Even if you give your father or your mother fat chickens, v'herolo panim zoafos, and you do it with a frown, ne'enash alav. You get punished for that. V'chein lahefech, says the Ramah. The Ramah says, let's say you have nothing to give you, father. Imadchin aviv b'rechayim. B'kamanas latova, I grind up my father a little flour. That's all I have. And I have l'shem shemayim, k'dei she'inas alavim midavar kasha, yosem izeh, v'repiyusim v'chulu, and you do it with a smile, nochel olam haba, says the Ramah. It's not only in what you do, but it is how you do it. Besever panim yafos. Continues the chinuch. Mishar she mitzvah zu, the sharish behind this mitzvah, is obviously two words, as all the mafarshim say, hakaras hatov. That is the root of a number of mitzvahs, this being one of them, bikurim being another one later on in the Torah, but let's focus on this one right now. Sheroi lo la'adam, sheyakir v'yigmol chesed l'mishasi motova. It is appropriate for a person to be makir and go mol chesed to somebody who did me a favor. V'lo yia navalu menachir v'kafui tova. We can't be kafui tova. Shezu mida ra'a u'me'usa. This is a disgusting and evil trait. B'tachlis, ultimate, completely evil, lefnei Elokim v'anashim, in front of God and people. V'she'id en alibo, and therefore we have to realize, ki ha'av ha'em he'sibas ha'yosa ba'olam. A parent is the reason that I'm here. The Gemara Nida tells us, three partners in a child, mother, father, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And each one contributes something to the child, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, giving the neshama, as we'll see in a second. But we have to realize that. That's what the post can discuss, based on a Gemara in Baba Kama. What if parents are Rishayim? Is there still a mitzvah of Kibud Avaim? Is there a mitzvah of Kibud Avaim? The Sefer Chinuch, the Mincha Seder, talks about it by a mamzer, who Rachmanu Leslan was created out of an aveira of his parents. The mamzer, just to mention Derech Agav, I got two emails about this. I must have not finished the sentence in Mitzvah Aleph when we spoke about Puravu. A mamzer is created not just by a relationship out of wedlock, but out of wedlock born from an Eishes Ish. An Eishes Ish that's married as a relationship with another man, that child is a mamzer. That is, does he have a chiv and Kibud Avaim? His parents did an aveira. So that's part of the shayim. But why would you say yes, they were shayim? Because they still brought you to the world. No matter what they're doing, they still brought you to the world, and therefore we have to have a karas hatov for that. The alkein be'emes, and therefore roi lo lasos lahem kol kavod v'chol toel shayuchal. Therefore, we have to do everything that we can Gem hevi yu l'olam. They brought me. Gam, also important to remember, yogu bo kamigis bekanuso. They changed my diaper. They took me place when I was little. We don't even remember most of the things that our parents did for us, all the nights that they were up. But that's how, now we can pay back once we have the proper recognition of who they are. Ukeshe yikva zos hamida benafsho. And now, if I'm koveya, if I set that mida inside of me, yale mimenala hakartovas hakel baruchu. Hakaras hatov to a parent will lead to hakaras hatov to hakadosh baruch hu. Shehu sibaso v'sibas kalavos av adam arishon. Because ultimately, why am I here? Because my parents are here. Why are my parents here? Because my grandparents. V'chulu v'chulu. Going back to the Rishon, who was created from by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So ultimately, HaKaras HaTov for a parent, keep it of aim, is supposed to lead you to HaKaras HaTov for Hashem. That's why it's in the first column of the Aseret HaDibros. Because it's supposed to lead me to HaKara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'shahotzi'uhu la'avir ha'olam, v'sipik sarachol kol yamav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me everything that I need and I have. The Hamido Amaskunusov Shlemasevarav, he helps perfect me and give me health. Vinasambo Nefesh Yodasu Maskalas, and he gives me a soul. She Lule Hanefesh Shachananu Hakel, but were not for my neshama, Yihye Kesus Keperet Ein Havin. I'd be just like a horse on the street without my neshama, without my soul. And therefore we have to have tremendous hakaras hatov for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for doing that. What I just mentioned, whether kibud avim is a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveiro or ben adam l'makom, is discussed in the Minchas Chinuch at the end, turning the page in Oz Gimel. He discussed, what about tshuva? Could somebody do tshuva, and is Yom Kippur mechaper if I do not do kibud avim properly? Right? Bezil, we say in one of the Al-Chaits, Bezil Zol Horim Umorim, right? We confess that we haven't honored our parents and our teachers properly. We put them in the same sense. But he discusses there, we know tshuva, Yom Kippur only solves the problem and brings a kapara for mitzvos ben adam l'makom. Ben adam l'chaveiro, you have to go and ask mechila for the person that you wronged. So he wonders there, if there's an element of kibud avim, that is ben adam l'makom, because after all, do you have to be mechabit everybody in the world? You can't be mezalzel anybody in the world. You can't disgrace somebody, but there's no extra din of kibud, so maybe suggest the Minchas Chinuch that extra din of kibud is, that extra din is ben adam l'makom, but the basic din is ben adam l'chaveiro. So he discusses that, how you categorize that, a nafka mina being tshuva. Okay, either way, that's just a discussion of the Minchas Chinuch. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz notes that this mitzvah is not only in action. This mitzvah is first and foremost in thought, in machshava. In the new Sichas Musar, in Maimar Lamed Zayin, he says, by many mitzvos in the Torah, the real ikar is the machshava behind it. Says Rav Chaim, if I really think my father is a lowlife, chas v'shalom, and I think he's a lowly person, and I go through the motions of being mechabit him, but I really don't, I'm not marich him, I don't value him and think he's a chasha person, I'm missing the entire point of kibud avim. V'chei mekubalni, she'ein mitzvos kibud av miskayemes kelchasa, el im kein marech habenes avim arisa mod. I have to think my parents are special, unique individuals. V'chayev haben limso ba'aviv tchunasu milus. I have to find in my parent, I have to find milus. She'bahenu mitztayein yoser mikolecha zulaso. V'hareu kebahen gadol ador. And he's a gadol ador regarding these. That's the yikr of kibud avim. It's not just to go through the motions, but it is to feel and to realize. You have this by many mitzvahs that he goes through. Not working your eved too hard. But many mitzvahs that have to do with the machshava and not just with the maisa. And that Ruchai Shalevitz, you could go earlier in history, 200 years back, the Chai Adam, Menuchas Kibud Avaim writes in Klal Samach Zayin, HaKibud Hu B'machshava B'maisa U'B'dibur. It's in thought, it's in action, and it is in speech. Three elements. Machshava, what does that mean? Shem Chabdam B'libo, Shem Chashuvim B'einav, U'B'libo. They are chashuv in my eyes and my heart. Tainu. I have to think that they are very special, royal people. Even if other people in the world don't give him such kavod, I have to give him such kavod. If not, then you're losing the whole point. Then he continues, you have to act for them, you have to try to talk to them and do what you can on their behalf. So it's really b'machshava. Dini ha-mitzvah, various halachas of the mitzvahs. Let's talk about a number of halachas of kibud avim. One that comes up is, how far does this go? There are two other people that are not your parents, but there might be outgrowths of this mitzvah. Number one, what about grandparents? Is there a mitzvah of kibud avim by grandparents? So, says the Ramon Yaradeya, in Reish Mem, Os, Simin, Chaf, Dalid, The Shulchan Aruch says, Chayiv Adam L'Chabed Chama. The Shulchan Aruch says, you got to honor your father-in-law. The Makor being Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe to Yisro. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Chayiv Adam, says the Shulchan Aruch. Then Ramah, Yesh Omrim, De'ein Adam Chayiv B'Kavod Avi Aviv. There are some that say, there is no Chayiv in Kibud Saba, of a grandfather. You can't be mavaza him, but is there any special mitzvah? Meaning, if somebody asked me to do something, and my grandfather asked me to do something, is there any mitzvah to do my grandfather first? Some say no. Says the Ramah, that's the, what is he quoting in parentheses? The Maharik. The Maharik says no. Says the Ramah, Veno Nirali, I disagree with the Maharik. Ela, the Chayev B'Kavod Aviv, Yoser Mikavod Avi Aviv. There is a mitzvah on the grandfather, just that the father is more than the grandfather. Who does he get this from? In parentheses, the Raya Mimedrish, Parshas, Vayigash. What Medrash and Parshas Vayigash? Rashi quotes it. Rashi, Parshas Vayigash. What does it say? Beginning of Perek Mem Vav. Vayisa Yisrael v'chol shalav v'yava Be'er Sheva. Yaakov is on his way. He goes to Be'er Sheva on his way to Mitzrayim. Vayizbach Zvachim le'lokei Aviv Yitzchak. And he brings Karbanis to the God of his father Yitzchak. Says Rashi, Chayiv Adam b'kavod Aviv Yosem mikvot zakeno. Lefichach tala b'Yitzchak v'lo b'Avraham. Why did it say he brought Karbanis to his father's God? Why not his grandfather's God, Avram Avinu? Because to emphasize that, yes, there's kibud by both, but the father comes first. What's Masha from that Rashi? That there is kibud by the grandfather, just not as much as the father. So the Ramah says, I have no idea what the Maharik does with that. It's an agadata. So he doesn't learn from it. But the Ramah says, there is definitely chiyuv for the grandfather as well. The Maharik, the context of the Maharik in Shoresh Mem Daled, something that we'll talk about Beis Hashem in a couple of minutes, is there, if there is no son, let's say there are daughters and there's a grandson, is there any kedima for a grandson to say Kaddish for a parent more than anybody else? So there are, that's the that context. The Maharik says, no, there's no difference between a grandson, the special din we're talking about soon is for a son, but for a grandson, there's no difference between a grandson and somebody else. That's the Maharik Shita, and that's what Uyachash Adavar Tali Bekavod Aviv, Nerash Ben Aben She'en Chayiv Bekavod Zakenu, Shehare Lo Matzinu Bishum Makom She'yishayev. I get, he knows Rashi and Chumash, the Maharik. So he obviously assumes that's not a halachic Rashi. Ella Bekavod Ha'av V'Ha'em V'Eishas Aviv, we'll get to that. So anyway, that's the machlokas between the Maharik and the Ramah. What is the basis of the Maharik? So if you look in the Gra says, oh, it's a Rashi and Makas. Rashi and Makas on Daf Yud Beis. Why? The Gemara there talks about a case, Rachmana Leslan. Let's say a father kills a son by accident. So the father has to run to the Ir Miklat. Is there a Goel Hadam in that case? Is there a relative of a victim that could go kill the Rotzeach Bashoge? So the Gemara seems to say that the son of the victim, the grandson, could kill his grandfather. How can he kill his grandfather? Says Rashi there. V'hatanya b'no nasa l'gol adam, b'b'no shol harika amar, shu ben b'no shol rotzeach, v'eino muzhar al kvodo. That's Rashi's lashon. He's not muzhar al kvodo. Says the grod, this is the basis of the Maharik, v'eino muzhar al kvodo. What do you do with the Rashi? What do you do with the Rashi in Chumash? So some, the grod wants to be mechalik between the paternal and the maternal grandfather, but Rabbi Akiva Eger says a simple pshat. Rabbi Akiva Eger on the Shulchan Aruch, he says, of course there's a chiv of the covet of the grandfather. You know what the Gemara is talking about? If the covet of your father comes into conflict with the covet of your grandfather, to be the gol adam of your father, that comes first. Kibud av comes before kibud avi aviv. That's the pshat. Really, there is a chiv. There's no basis for the Maharik, says Rabbi Akiva Eger. You know, this is a big discussion related to related to grandfather. Well, Maisa, we assume that there is, like the Ramah says. Number one. Number two, who else? What about an older brother? The Gemara Darshins. Achiv HaGadol. The Minchas Chinuch talks about this in Os Aleph. He talks about an older brother. There is a Chiv. The Gemara learns it out from Ve'es. Kabed Es Avicha, Ve'es Imecha, Ve'es L'Rabos, the older brother. There's a major machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Other Rishonim get involved. Does that Chiv apply even after the father dies? That is a machlokas. The Pesach Teshuva quotes us here on Shulchan Aruch. Is there a mitzvah to honor the older brother after the father dies? Machlokas. The lumdus being, is the kavod that I have to give my older brother a pure outgrowth? It's kavod for my father for me to honor my older brother. It's his bechor. So therefore, it's his older son. So if I give him kavod, I'm through that, I'm giving kavod to my father. So then it wouldn't apply after my father dies. Masha'enkin, if it's an independent chiyuv, so then it should apply even after my father dies. Another nafkamina of that could be, is it only the oldest brother or any older brother? Let's say I only have one older brother. But let's say I had three older brothers. Do I have to give them all kavod? Is that the mitzvah? Or only the oldest? If it's a din and kavod of the father, it might just be the oldest, because that's his bechor, that's his stand-in. Masha'enki, when it comes to the other brothers. Okay, that's another one. So you have grandparents, you have older brothers, you also have Ashes Av and Baal Imo. That also the Shulchan Aruch discusses, and that is if you have a case where you have a step-parent, so is there covered there? That for sure only applies while the parent is married to that spouse. Okay, let's continue. Dini HaMitzvahs, these were some of the mitzvahs. The skip a couple of lines. He says three lines from the bottom. V'imachal al kvodo mi'emachal. Could a parent be mochel on covered? Could a parent be mochel on covered? So the halacha is yes, a parent could be mochel on the covered. And the poskim say a parent should try not to be so medactic on the child, because if parents are adopting, then the child's in trouble. So parents should obviously not just let the child step on the parent, but there could be mechila. There's one example of mechila, which is a first halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Many people aren't aware of it. The halacha in Shulchan Aruch based on the Gemara. The halacha is halacha reish mem zayin. A child has to stand up when a parent comes into the room. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Chayiv lamod mipnei aviv. The Gilyan Marsha here says possibly even when you hear your father coming. Not when he comes into the room, based on a Gemara and Kiddushin. Chayav lamod mifnei aviv. V'im ha'at. So most people don't do that nowadays. So Rav Yashav, I saw quoted in one of the Sfarim, he says, there seems to be an implicit mechila. Implicit mechila, because basically, you know, parents don't need it, don't want it, it's implicit mechila. But Rav Yashav says, l'chadchila, you know what, it's a good idea to ask the parent. Meaning, stand up once, and if the parent says, what are you doing? Say, you know, it says in Shulchan Aruch. So if they say, oh, come on, that's a mechila. As a mechila, but it shouldn't be just a given. But that's the halacha chayiv amod b'frei aviv. Then the Shulchan Aruch talks about what if the son is the rebbe of the father? What is the son of the rebbe of the father? So they tell the Maharami Rutenberg. They talk about that case in Kiddushin. He was a son of his. He was a rebbe of his father. Vim ha'av talmid said b'no kol echan meim omi b'nei hasheni. These have to stand up for the other one. So whoever's walking into the room, the other one has to stand up. Because one's a Rebbe and one's a father. Okay, that's a halacha about whether to be mochel on one's kavod. We continue. Vim yirenu over at divrei Torah be'ez aloshen yimineihu. The halacha is if I see my father doing something wrong, I'm not allowed to say that's wrong. You are doing something wrong. I always have to say it in a kavodik aloshen. Doesn't it say in the Torah the following? It's always got to be v'dar kavod, even if I disagree with him in any area. It has to be in a kavodik lashon, as I say it. The Shulchan Aruch, the chinuch continues and says, the next page, chayiv l'chavdo b'chayiv u'b'moso. Kibud av ha'eim is not only while my parent is alive. The chayiv kibud av ha'eim continues even after a parent dies. Number one, this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Chayiv l'chavdo afilu achar moso, hawi m'chabed. So the Shulchan Aruch says that if I quote something from my father within the first 12 months within the first 12 months that he died, I say, Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo. I say, Avi Mori, Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo, I am a Kapara. I am a Kapara. Let me be a Kapara for him. That's what Shulchan Aruch, sometimes you see, Hey Kaf Mem. Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo. If you see somebody quoting their father, that's because it's the first year. I remember during the first year after Rav Soloveitchik was nifter, a number of the Talmidim, Rav Schechter and others, whenever they quoted him, they said Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo. Because Din of Talmud Muvuk and parent have similar status. So Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo im tok shnei masar chodesh. After shnei masar chodesh, he says Zechron Levracha. Right? You gotta have to say something, but that is the halacha even after a parent dies. It's not quoted here in Hilchos Kibud Av Ha'eim, but quoted later on in Hilchos Avelus, the Ramah quotes the minhag of a son saying Kaddish for a parent. So that Kaddish for a parent is special. He brings the tzibur to be Mekaddishim Shemayim. He says, Mankar V'imru, and then they say, Yehei Shmei Rabba. What an unbelievable schus this child is doing, and all those schuyas go to the parent. That's a tremendous schus for a child to say Kaddish for a parent. So that's another, the Taz discusses here, is there any difference between Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo versus Kaddish? Because over there, the Ramah says, Kaddish we only say for 11 months. Ashkenaz a custom. Because only in the 12th month, Rosh Hashanah Nidans, we only say for 11 months. Here, Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo goes for 12 months. So that's what the Taz discusses here in Os Yud Aleph. Okay. Continuing, it applies to all places, all time, men and women when they're able. What does that mean when they're able? So the poskim talk about if a woman is married, her first obligation is to her spouse, to her husband. Kibud ba'al comes before a kibud av. So the poskim say, where does this come up? Give you a great case. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Rav Moshe in Yaredeya, Chelek Aleph Simin Reish Nun Ches. Reish Nun Ches. The case was written Tavshin Yud Ches, 1958. The case was a woman who was in Yud Beis Chodesh. She was within the 12 months of her for a parent, and her husband had to go to a certain dinner. Her husband, Beisha Avela Toch Reish Nun, I'm sorry, Reish Nun Hey. Beisha Avela Toch Yud Beis Chodesh, Vahabal wrote Sedaka Shetelech Himo Leize Mishte, Sheasu Latovas Beis HaKnesses. There was a shul dinner. And the husband, so first of all, if it's a real shul dinner with speeches, and so many poskim say, nobody wants to be there anyway. That's not simcha. So you could go even if you're an avelis. But let's say it was, maybe the context was, it was more of a party atmosphere. So the husband doesn't want to go alone. He's not going to go. If he's going to go without his wife, so I want my wife to go with me. So it says, that was the shiloh. Rosh says, in lo teilech shalo yiyah shalom babayis. So it will be hurt shalom bias. Vehishavti shel tzara gadol kazeh shelo tufar shalom shebineim rashol alechazimo. You're allowed to go. Why? Because the ikar of Yud Beis Chodesh of Kibbutz Ava'im more than Shar Krovim is not midin that you're closer to a parent, because then it would be the same thing for a child, but it's midin Kibbutz Ava'im. All Vilchas Avelos, a lot of them come from Kibbutz Ava'im. And Mistamer of Moshe says in this case, the kibud baal, as we know in halacha, comes before kibud av, and therefore maybe the parent would also want not to ruin the shalom bias. One of the cases, that's Ramoshe. Ramoshe in Simon Reish Nun Hey has a discussion of that, but that's what it means. Ef shalohen kol klomar b'chaleishli imano osami baalein va'over aleh bitul asay. If you violate this, it's terrible. It's a bitul asay, and it's somebody who is a kfui tova, somebody who is. Is a denier of the good that is done to him. There are major discussions halacha l'maisa of this. What if I want to go in terms of limud haTorah, in terms of nisuin? Those are the two cases discussed a lot in the poskim. If I want to learn in one yeshiva and my father wants me to learn in a different yeshiva, if I want to marry a girl who's fine, no problem, and my parents don't want me, so is that what? How does kibud av aim relate to those? But just to end with one hashkafic thought, which I've mentioned many times in the past, but you got to mention it here, and that is a thought from Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov in Parshas Kedoshim writes, this is about Isha Imav Aviv Tiro, the mitzvah of Yira, but it's the same idea by Kavod. Rabbi Yaakov says that the mitzvah of Yiras of a parent is in the same pasuk as Shabbos. So what's the connection between Shabbos and Kibud Ava'im or Yira Ava'im? So says Rabbi Yaakov in Parshas Kedoshim, because Nira Levara Kesher. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, if your father tells you to be Mechal Shabbos, don't listen. That's the connection between the two. Because Hashem's covenant comes first. But says Rabbi Yaakov, no, there's an inherent connection. Because Kibud Ava'im, is it logical? Says Rabbi Yaakov, if you look at the other nations of the world that believe every generation is better than the previous one, and there's more technological advancement, and it's better and wonderful, so then it doesn't make sense to give covet to the previous generation. We're better than them. We have the internet, and we have this, and we have that. We're much better and farther. Mashenkin, we hold that the further we get from the Mesorah, from Har Sinai, the further we get from Adam HaRishon, Yitzir Kavav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the lower. Niskanu Adoros. So that's why Shabbos, if you believe in Shabbos, if we believe in Briyas HaOlam, if we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and gave it, and had a plan and gave the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, the further we are from there, so Kibud Av Aim makes sense. That's why they're in the same pasuk. And then in the footnote, he quotes the, no, not in the footnote, in the, I heard the Vart as a story. Year before I saw the Vart inside, years ago. They say that the Rabbi Yaakov was on a plane with his children, and there was a non-Jewish person who saw all this kavod that Rabbi Yaakov's children were giving to him. And they asked, like, how do you get your kids to give you such kavod? And he gave him this Vart. So it makes sense, because we believe in the Mesorah. But then he quotes at the Be'inyin Zeh, he says, Askir Masha Shemati Me'agon Rabbi Chana Wasserman. Rabbi Chana Wasserman, one of the star pupils of both Rabbi Chaim and the Chafetz Chaim. So Rabbi Chana Wasserman once said that if Darwin would have seen the Chafetz Chaim, he would never have said his whole theory. It's impossible that the Chafetz Chaim had anything to do with the animal kingdom. That's what he writes there. Why? Because we believe in Mesorah. We're talking about Mesorah and about where things come from. But that's Rabbi Yaakov's Vart in Perek Yutes, Pasuk Gimel, in Parshas Kedoshim, that Kibud Av Aim is logical. Because the more distant we are from Har Sinai, the further we are from the source. So Kibud Av Aim is not only Akaras HaTov, but Rabbi Yaakov says it also fits in perfectly to our Mesorah. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Everybody should have a Feilach and Chanukah. B'ez Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow with the Isser of Lo Sirtzach.